Some people have always questioned whether space exploration is worth the huge cost. For the money spent on the Juno spacecraft to Jupiter that will arrive in July, we could have given 100,000 deserving students full four-year college tuitions. What has more value, learning some new geeky things about Jupiter or sending a lot of kids to college? There's no easy answer. But the question comes up now because some of today's expensive space proposals do indeed seem primarily designed for hype and truly may not be worth the money. Consider last week's headline that some billionaire has proposed a mission to the nearest star system, Alpha Centauri. The idea is to build an enormous mile-wide array of giant lasers whose combined beam has 100 times the energy of a nuclear power plant. They'd all focus on dozens of tiny orbiting probes, each weighing around an ounce, and each having a large fabric sail to catch the laser beams, which would push them in 2 minutes to 1/6 the speed of light. They'd take 26 years to reach the rough vicinity of the two Alpha Centauri stars, with no way to change course or slow down. They'd zoom through, beaming pictures to Earth, and we'd find out if any planets were there, although they'd only look like dots. Sounds cool, but the question is, with decades of development, then a 26-year travel time, lots of ways to fail, and $10 billion in cost, is it really worth it to possibly learn whether those two stars have planets when that same money could put 1 million kids through college? Is gaining that one bit of information worth so much money? And is the project's real motivation the huge media attention they know they'll get by being the first interstellar mission? Increasingly, congressional funding is being driven by media hype. And maybe for the first time, we taxpayers should be aware that the cost of some projects perhaps really could be better spent elsewhere. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.